Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trend PCs.
Oh, boy.
As in, Mitch McConnell is clearly a trend PC.
Yeah.
Miss
me with all this, like, ischemic whatever episode stuff. He's glitching out. We live in the fucking Matrix. Move the fuck on, people.
Move along. Find a new angle. Clearly an NPC.
clearly an NPC.
That short show title is courtesy of Manish on the Discord.
Oh, Manish again.
Been killing it on the short show titles of late. I'm Jack. That is Miles.
Thank you.
And these are some things that are trending today. In between this morning's episode and this trending episode, we've been digging in a little bit more on the UFO, like people's responses to the UFO hearings yesterday. Yeah.
What other tomorrow's kind of stuff has this guy said?
Yeah. David Grush, maybe less just bulletproof than we might have thought at first. We're going to dive into some of the takes of the skeptics on tomorrow's episode when we've done a little more research. But I will say I'm still cautiously intrigued.
Oh, this is, I mean, all I'm saying is, like, sure, I'm like, this is interesting, but again, I'm not going to cross the bridge until I want to see a fucking cube in an orb spinning around and shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I want to see a video clip or some shit where they're like, this is evidence.
Fuck, man. You know what? I'd take an orb and a cube at this point.
All right.
You know? Like, that's where I'm
taking an orb and a cube. Yeah. That's all I need.
But I don't know. I will say, like, the scientific orthodoxy isn't all just going to sit down together and agree. The data is overwhelming. Like, people resist up until the last possible moment. So, like, even though there's going to be some skepticism, I'm taking a look at, like, my own reason, like, why I want to believe that I might not be the most sober-minded person about this. But also, I think just from a broad historical perspective, it's important to keep in mind, like, this is how big, you know, revolutionary changes and how we view ourselves and the universe.
Yeah.
Like, is,
think about how hard it was for heliocentricity to fucking come around.
Like, this would be on par with that. So I guess that's because one of the things that I kind of kept checking for, I was like, so this is now not on the front page of any of the major papers, not even the Drudge report, which is usually like, we'll be able to sniff out a big story, regardless of whether it's true or not. Is not like has like one minor headline about it at this point in Thursday afternoon. So, you know, part of me is like, do they know something that we don't? And like, this is all bullshit and being cooked up to distract from something? Or is this just how big revolutionary piece of information get digested, where at first people are like, yeah, I get this guy said this thing, but
right,
who the hell knows?
It is wild, though, too, because even like the Family Research Council, which is a really euphemistic name for a fucking hate group, they're even like, they weighed in. They're like, obviously this can't happen because Jesus. Okay, let's move the fuck on.
Thank you.
Stop. But like, we do have a take, and it's that it's all explained in the Bible, folks. And then
I
Jesse
didn't even
Waters,
think about that. Yeah, because Jesus. All right, never mind.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why we're talking about that.
Jesse Waters had a dude on yesterday who's like this guy who says he can summon orbs. Like, and I don't know. He was obviously making fun of this guy, and he's like, yeah, it started happening like after 9/11. I was kind of going through a hard time. I started seeing these orbs. And you're like, what?
No, but that, I mean, that is probably the most effective way to discount this story would be to just start having, like, yeah, there's no shortage of people out there who are like, yeah, I also believe in UFOs, and here's why.
Because I
had
them.
A 30-year romantic relationship with an alien species that was visiting me every night in my house.
Right.
And like, you just blend all of that together at, like, as part
as
of
thing.
The
yeah.
Yeah, UFO cause, and then like that kind of diminishes.
Let's stay
that.
Focused on the non-human biologics, folks.
Yeah, that's right. That phrase really, really stuck.
Hits. It fucking hits different. It's like Starry.
It does.
It's like
hit
taking
different.
A sip of Starry, dude.
McDonald's seems to have noticed the hearings, because they are now teasing a new spin-off restaurant brand called Cosmix, COS, mm-hmm. and then capital MC.
Yeah, they are.
And
yeah, they are.
The company will test Cosmix in a handful of sites in a limited geography in early 2024. A little backstory. Cosmix is an alien from outer space who craves McDonald's food and yeah. appeared in its advertisements decades ago. So
I remember,
like,
that shit.
The space age is upon us.
Yeah, that, or like, are they also just feeling like that Grimace vibe too? They're like, man, people fuck with these dumbass characters,
for sure.
Man. Yeah. Like, what's gonna happen when the Cosmix meal comes out? Like, yeah. What's TikTok gonna do with that one?
Maybe, like, will they start? We already were asking the question, like, did they do the whole Grimace thing with the idea, like, knowing they were like, okay, there's actually this one podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist, you
they're
know,
call it
strong
cum.
Base, strong listener base, and like very, very loyal. And all of our readings suggest that they are going to start talking about how this is Grimace come. And then that idea will also be reflected on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And then people, like, these videos, like, were they on to us before? Did we just fall right into their trap?
No.
And will we get some food that seems like it's alien come?
Yeah. Or the Cosmix, it's going to be like fries, or like, eat his pubes. They're like, what?
There's like a
what is
just a
this?
Basket like down in that area of his body, and
like,
they're
what
like,
"What the fuck is that?
Why are you using this opportunity to sell curly fries? That's such a weird choice."
You know, but I love the thing with this Cosmix thing is, like, I still have no idea what the fuck it is. The only thing they said is that it's a small format concept with all the DNA of McDonald's, but with its own
small
unique
format concept.
Oh, okay. It's an SFC. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an SFC with the DNA of McD's.
Mickey D's, of course. Yeah. Said CEO Chris Kempczinski.
Some SFC McDNA. Like, that's mm-hmm. that was what they wrote on the board, and then they added an S at the end and then turned it into a dollar sign, just because James Cameron did that with aliens, and
boom,
people think that's pretty cool. Anyways. I'll be there lining up.
Just 5X that shit. Do a bank play. Moonshot.
5X
straight to Cosmix.
Double click on that for me. Give me all the data. Just full download. Deep dive.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's 5X that shit and do a bank play.
Okay. Bank play. Maybe bring in some of the hedge homies. See what happens there. And then just go, fuck it. Book our tickets to the moon.
Could we set up a call with like some higher up at iHeart and
talking
be
like that.
TDZ bank play? And just try and
what?
Like bullshit business phrase our way through.
I think we could.
Yeah.
Because there, it's sort of like, you know what? I'm really curious about this now. I'm going to start saying some shit like that in meetings. I think we're kind of missing, dude, we're missing the forest for the trees here, guys.
Yeah.
We need to fucking hyper fuck this rocket ship, load it up with straight up profit rockets. Go to the fucking outer reaches of our universe. Come back. Obviously, we're all going to be in Saint-Tropez. 3x that shit. I don't know. Call up the IMF. Boom. Here we are. Man. Gold key for everyone.
That's right. Fulton County is trending. So this is part of, you know, we've been reading the tea leaves on Trump's social media, suggesting that he feels uncomfortable about some pending charges that might be coming his way. People are like, is it coming from Jack, the giant killer? Is it coming from the Fulton County? You know, all the stuff he did illegally on wax, like during the election. And we just got another symptom. We're not sure, but barricades are being erected outside the Fulton County courthouse.
I think it sounds like it. There's also reports that Fonnie Willis, the DA, basically said, like, to clear the court schedule for the first 2 weeks of August.
Clear the schedule. 5X that shit.
5X that shit. Dude, take some moon rocks, lick the baggie, boom. Eyes go like dinner plates. Roll away like a rollerblade. I think, I mean, there's that. And also, like, the like Lindsey Graham may get indicted, too. Let's not forget that he also had a part, like, and he also was being investigated as part of this investigation. So I don't know if dear old Lindsey also gets caught up in this mess. Damn it. But yeah, it seems like it. And also, the other reports say that the January 6th grand jury thing is also heating up. And apparently, like, Trump's lawyers have been told, it's like, get ready. Get ready over there,
it's
too.
It's heating up. All right. Well, we will keep our eyes on the skies and on that story.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back and hear about the cool stuff the studios are doing. We've been focusing so much on these dang striking people. We haven't focused on like all the cool stuff the studios are up to, like hiring AI scabs. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back.
Mm-hmm.
And while writers and actors are striking, according to The Hollywood Reporter, studios have been quietly posting AI-related jobs. I'm not sure how you loudly post jobs, but they've been doing it. Disney posted a bunch of AI positions, technically under the umbrella of their theme park Imagineering team. But one job, for example, requires having the, quote, ambition to push the limits of what AI tools can create and understand the difference between the voice of data and the voice of a designer, writer, or artist.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
That's so fucking gnarly when they're like, yeah, man, we need you to figure out how to fucking just smoke out the fucking humans so we can just turn... Set this fucking thing to 5X, man.
Thank you. And actually, all right. So here's a crazy idea. 6X. Like we've been saying 5X. I was just sitting back there thinking, well, what about 6?
You know what? Get Bob Pittman's name off the door. Put Jack O'Brien's up there.
Thank you. Netflix is similarly looking to fill a number of AI-based jobs, including AI product manager, a job that will pay up to $900,000 because times are rough, you know? It's got to think about profitability at a time like this, and these writers are really screwing it up for themselves and everyone else, except for this job we're going to pay $900,000 a year that has to do with AI.
That is fucking wild.
Like, one of the interesting things in kind of researching before our Adam episode, like how the AI conversation came about, the negotiations... Like in the early talks between, you know, the Writers Guild and the studios, like somebody brought up, like, maybe we should have some AI protections in there. Like 10 years ago, the last time we had a labor dispute, we brought up streaming and like that, they completely stonewalled us. And that's how we realized, oh, they think streaming is the future. And
right.
So they put very distant like AI protections in for writers. Like you still need writers, right? On a project, mm-hmm. You can't just completely try and replace writers with AI. And they stonewalled them. Like the studios were like, we will not engage on that. And it was like, oh, so like, it was like they were having a conversation about like being friendly, like, you know,
right.
Like you're not going to do the worst thing possible. And they were like, well, we can't commit to not literally stabbing you in the back by the end of this
right.
dinner meeting. Sorry, that's just like, we just can't commit to that. And we hope you understand, like, that's obviously not in our best benefits.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's also funny that like there's a position for AI ethics engineer that pays $160,000.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you learn how to fucking turn these fucking computers into like human impersonators that are decent enough, you get 900,000. But if you want to fucking help ethics, motherfucker, I'm even surprised that's six figures.
That's a that's a Sony position. The description is they want this position to, quote, advance AI so that it augments and works in harmony with humans to benefit society, which truly sounds like it was written by someone being held at gunpoint by a Terminator. Like,
yeah.
That's just straight up.
Thank God so these people have the most shit ideas, though, like in these studios. But you know what they're going to do. Like, it's going to be, I'm sure someone has been like, how many times we just think of like a pitch and we're like, that would actually be better if it's this, you know? Right. But we can't go back to them because then they owe that IP. So then what we can do is we can just go into this fucking AI and be like, hey, shit me out a script about this idea I just came up with on my yacht.
Yeah.
Boom.
Like if you read, so it's like augments M- and works in harmony with M- humans to benefit society. Like if you take the and works in harmony with, like the sentence fragment they threw in there in between M-, it's advance AI so that it augments humans to benefit society.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to augment you to benefit society.
I wonder if they shoehorned that in because it was written like that. They're like, it's a little too on the nose. They're going to know where we're headed with this. Okay. And work in harmony.
Boom. Yeah. We do like to, you know, keep our eye on any bullshit shortage panic stories.
Yeah.
There was in years past the Christmas tree shortages.
It's every year. It's annual.
Yeah. Now it's
candy hearts, because it becomes Valentine's Day.
Gets huge, huge pickup. Well, now the Wall Street Journal is reporting that we might be in for a whole ass sugar shortage.
Oh, God. Really? Why? import restrictions, international competition, climate change, which is interesting to see them mention that part. Like crop yields and things like that. That to me seems like the most believable thing. Obviously, I'm like, well, that you can't. That's happening. So yeah. I can imagine where that's going. But it's still like, but the tone of it is still just worried to know if there's just going to be enough candy for the 2023 Halloween season. Oh.
Candy for the children. Yeah. And then all of these shortages in the past, you know, the companies have totally made it work. There's never been a rear looking, how did this candy shortage come to pass? It's always something that's prognosticating out into the future and trying to make people panic and panic buy stuff and be okay with price hikes.
Yeah. Well, it's a shortage, you know? Sorry.
Yeah.
So what
do you want us to do? Our hands are tied. And finally, Ice Cube.
Oh my God. I mean, this isn't surprising. The right wing has been courting black men for the last couple cycles now. But Ice Cube, who obviously, you know, he's got his own fucking weird views. He's out here with Tucker Carlson doing like a drive through the hood type segment. He was doing Pierce Morgan's show. He's going on Joe Rogan. And a lot of people are like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, well, first of all, that's where Cube is at. But also, this is part and parcel of like the way to try and siphon off black votes to more conservative candidates is by sort of normalizing this shit vis-a-vis people like Ice Cube or Kanye West and all this other shit. So it's a very, it's just so wild to see him and Tucker Carlson like in a fucking car and like,
yeah,
just it seems like a joke. But when you zoom out and understand like what the move is towards, it's
yeah,
to
there's a lot of
say,
incentive for the right to make this happen.
Oh, 100%, because they know like black women, they are solidly voting Democrat, and they see that. Well, I don't know if we can siphon off that vote. But with the men, you know, we got some like regressive policies and shit that kind of aligns with other shit. So maybe that could be a reason. Yeah. And you just see it more and more and more. And this is like the same thing you saw even with Trump, too. Like, although he was handing out pardons, it's all part of just sort of an optics fucking operation here to just make it seem like it's all right to vote red. You know, even though these people are vile racists who will stab you in the back, actually, they'll stab you in the front.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Be kind to yourselves. Yep. Get the vaccine. Please. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. No. And we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.